Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you again today. Hey, check out our website, MoneyRipples.com. Also, continue to keep sharing our podcast. I love the fact you guys are doing that. I love that you guys have just been sharing this. You've been expanding and listening. And you know what? We just surpassed over 100,000 listeners just over a week ago. So thank you so much for being a part of that. I really appreciate it. And I love the fact that I'm getting messages from you guys that actually help inspire me, that give me great topics. And by the way, I encourage you to do so. If you've got a topic you want to hear on this show, email me, Chris at MoneyRipples.com. So today I'm actually going to bring up an email I got from one of you listeners here, and I thought it was such a good one because, you know, she was asking me, she's like, hey, do you have any podcasts on scarcity and being in an abundance mindset? And my response was, yeah, all over the place. And she's like, well, I can't seem to find it. Like, I'm trying to look it up because she's just trying to look up the keyword. Which is why I'm going to make sure the word scarcity is in here, right? But she, you know, when I asked deeper, like, well, what is it about scarcity that you're really looking for? Like, what is it, the real question here? She said, you know what, Chris? Like, you know, I'm listening to your podcast chronologically, and from what I've heard so far, I have a scarcity mindset. She's like, I'm a saver. You know, we talk about that on the show about being a spender, saver, or a steward. Spenders and savers are in scarcity, while a steward is actually the abundance mindset. So she says, I'm a saver. I'm afraid to spend money. I'm afraid of getting back into debt. And yet, we do spend it. You know, small purchases that add up fast. I don't know how to change into an abundance mindset to get out of the cycle. I like what you say about using money for the greater good. But no matter how much money we make, which is about $100,000 a year combined, you know, it never feels like there's enough for ourselves, much less for charity. So her question was kind of like, hey, well, how do you do it? Like, you know, it seems like we make decent money, but that doesn't seem like it's even enough to go beyond ourselves. And I want to hit at this, the core of this, because this is textbook scarcity versus abundance mindset, right? I love the fact that she's looking into this deeper. She wants to see how she can make this better, right? Now, she definitely has a saver mindset. That's obvious. And you can know if you have a saver mindset because if you're afraid to spend money, you have a saver's mindset. You know, if you're really afraid to spend money, you might even have a hoarder's mindset, right? And so that's very common. You know, and the hard thing is that most financial advice is going to tell you to believe in that saver mindset. The problem is that I've seen this over the years is that if you have a saver's mindset, enough is never enough. You can never save enough. You can never earn enough. Enough is never enough. Now, the same is also kind of true of a spender too. Spenders also realize that they just never have enough. So they just have to keep making money. Just keep going. Just keep making that next paycheck so then they can spend a little bit more, right? And then also, it's never enough. And so I want to talk about that abundance mindset, like where to find that balance of that steward mindset, because that is the key to making this all work. And by the way, whether you are making, you know, $20,000 a year or you're making over $100,000 a month, you know, whatever that might look like, I've seen this mindset prevalent everywhere. I've seen people who are multimillionaires be just as much as in scarcity as those that you would think could even make a living. And that's a common thing. And so just know this, is that money is a magnifier of your soul. It doesn't matter how much you make, it will only magnify the problems more. So don't think that somehow money will solve it. Now, I will tell you, definitely there are different worries or concerns that pop up. You know, at least the smoke amidst the fire, right? Different smoke appears. You know, for example, if you're only making $30,000 to $40,000 a year, you're probably having a hard time just trying to survive. You're just trying to be paycheck to paycheck, figure out how you can make it, right? You're worried about the here and now right away. You can't even think about the future. And I've seen other people I work with, a lot of times I get people that make at least, you know, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a month, right? And in their cases, they still wonder how they're going to survive, but they more worry about how am I going to survive when I can't work anymore? Because see, when you're barely surviving, you just think, hey, I can't even think about not working because I wouldn't survive. I wouldn't make it a few weeks, let alone a few years or more, or a few decades. But with the bigger money, it's even prevalent there. Because a lot of times you'll see yourself, well, gee, like I just don't want to run out of money. You know, what happens if I stop working? How will I keep the cash coming in? Which is, by the way, a great problem to solve. And there are strategies to do that. And that's the kind of stuff that I teach you guys or teach a lot of my clients too, is how do we strategize to create that game plan to create that kind of cash flow? But you know what? If you haven't addressed the scarcity issue, it will still be there even when you create the cash flow. And I'm realizing this more and more, even as I work with my own clients, because sometimes I get hyper-focused on the strategy because I want them to see results and I want them to get them fast, you know, and I focus on that. But as time goes on, I start to realize that emotionally, sometimes they're not there. Sometimes they are. If they get this concept, they get it fast. But if I don't teach this concept, it doesn't matter what you guys do, or how much money you make or how much cash flow you create, it won't matter. And so here's some things that have helped me to get over this. And by the way, I struggle with this from time to time too. The difference is I find it faster. I see the viewpoint coming. You know, so for example, you know, like, I just dropped some money, like investing in a bunch of different things, including buying my new house. So a lot of money went out of pocket. Now, granted, this money went to buy assets. And by the way, I have clients that say this a lot too. I had money that went to buy assets. But of course, the next thing I think is like, oh my gosh, like, well, I need more money to invest. I need more. And I have to catch myself in the loop quickly. And one of the key phrases I have to tell myself is, I have enough and to spare. I have enough and even more to spare, which is true. See, guys, if you want to reverse and start looking at the abundance perspective, it's not about lying to yourself. That's the worst thing you could do. Don't lie saying, I got all the money in the universe. No, don't say that kind of stuff. Maybe. Yeah, okay, to some extent, maybe there's some truth there. But the reality is right now you don't. But you can say, you know what? I'm breathing. I'm paying my bills. I'm doing exactly what I need to do. As of this moment, I am financially free of burdens. Now, some of you may not be completely free of burdens. But you might say, okay, maybe I don't have all the money I need to pay all my bills if you are negative cash flow. But you might say something to the effect of, you know, hey, I have all the resources I need to be able to create the money to solve these problems. I have all the resources necessary to create the need to create the money to solve these issues or to pay these bills or to meet my needs. I have more than enough. And by the way, I can assure you, you know, from a guy who had been in the hole $16,000 a month and about $1 million in debt, I can assure you that is truth. And this is coming from a guy who had to figure out how to get out of scarcity when in these kind of situations. And by the way, when I was in those situations, I had to really dig for that true statement. At first, I started to say lying statements, you know, statements like, it's like, I have more than enough money for myself. Like, well, no, I didn't. And my brain would call BS on it. Now, you could, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can trick your subconscious by getting your conscious brain to think about it. But I think it's just more powerful if you can find a true statement. You know, like I remember I talked to a client before, this is years ago, where I was like, he's like, you're perfect. She's like, but I'm not perfect. I'm like, well, let's rephrase it to be true. You are perfect the way you are right now, and you're getting better every day. Is that a true statement? Yeah. Well, then say that. You know, find something else to say about yourself that's true. You know, make it true. Because what will happen is your brain will say, yeah, that's true. And when it starts to accept it, it can start to accept other things too. And so when you come with money, just realize you have enough. You have more than enough. I can assure you, you can cinch that belt as much as you want if you truly prioritize that. Because I know we're all leaking money in some ways. Heck, I'm even spending money on things that aren't necessary. They're more for enjoyment. You know, yeah, Yeah, I do it for enjoyment. Okay. But I don't have to do that. I didn't have to go and eat at a restaurant yesterday. I could have waited to go home, waited a couple hours and gone home and ate then. It would have been later, but I could have done that. Save myself the, whopping $15 or whatever, You can do that kind of thing. The truth is that you have enough. And so now there's a catch that many people get caught into. For example, when you don't seem like you have enough, you don't feel like you have enough. But then when you do have a lot, then you feel like you just want more, 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 more. This is the same problem. And so it's okay to want more. In fact, you should want more. It is human nature to want to progress and grow and to become and create more. We are ultimately at the source of our spiritual selves. We are creators. Even though we might deny that, or a lot of times we end up becoming consumers instead of creators, we are at the core of ourselves, creators. We want to create. We want to do more and be more and create more. I know if you're like me, you want to create a legacy. You want to do more than just live on this planet, consume, and die. Which, by the way, that's the thing that drives me nuts. I think there's very few selfish statements in the world where someone says, I just need enough money to take care of me and my family. That is the freaking selfish statement if I've ever heard one. And I heard that all the time as a financial advisor. If I just had enough money just to take care of my bills and take care of my family, I'd be happy. And I will promise you, no, you wouldn't be, because you haven't been there to know. And I will tell you from my own experience and from others, you are not just happy doing that. You are happy only in as much as you are progressing towards something greater. Your spirit calls for something greater. You need to obey that. You need to heed after that. And find some greater. If you don't know what that is, and by the way, it's freaking scary. A lot of your fears will pop up when you try to find out something deeper with a greater meaning than just money. It will scare the crap out of you. I will promise you. For me, when I got to the point where I could retire, I didn't know what to do, because now the responsibility is on my shoulders to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. And I didn't know. So I just kept doing what I was doing. I just kept working, made a lot of extra cash flow every month. But it was because I was afraid of the answer. Now, eventually, I play with it enough to find the answer, and you're seeing an expression of me doing that today. Of what I'm doing right now is exactly the thing I was envisioning years ago, of teaching people just like you. And you got to find something greater. And so, yeah, even with someone who's greater, naturally, you want more, right? You want more. You want more resources, because the more resources you have, the greater you can express that mission, that call that you feel like you have. However, you have to also be okay with the fact that you don't have that. You got to be okay to say, you know what? I have enough and I want more. And it's not so much just the words you use, but it's the energy behind it. If it's coming out of desperation or need or impatience, those are scarcity emotions. But if you come from a place of faith saying, you know what? Yeah, I need more. And this is what I have to do as well. It's like, yep. So when I get to the point where I was like, okay, cool, I need more resources, like I want more, I have to switch that off and say, you know what? And it will come. More will come in exactly the right time and exactly the right way. I just have to be there to willing to receive it. And then I go about my day doing my same old thing, living my mission. And as a result, the resources show up. And the same is true for you. I can promise you that anybody who has a will not starve, especially if you're in a developed country like what we're in the United States. You will not starve. I know there's other countries across the world where there's starvation is a very real thing. But if you take those principles of self-reliance, those principles of being a creator, of someone who's willing to produce and create more, you'll find out that it's actually not that hard. You'll find out that really, if you have the desire to do it, you can create it. Especially when you have the freedom to do so. Most of the stuff that's getting in our way has nothing to do with the outside world. It's almost always in our heads. Heck, even in countries, and I have friends that are in countries where they seriously are just barely surviving day to day. I have a friend who has an orphanage, and out in Pakistan, and they can't just go out and do the typical stuff that we do in a free society like in America. It's a little bit different, especially because she's Christian. It's even worse. There's like extra persecution going on there. But, there's other ways they can do it. Now, part of what she's dealing with, there's some head trash there, right? There's things going on where, you've been raised with limiting beliefs, and therefore you keep creating that reality. So you have to break into a new way of thinking. And this is true of all of you too, even in the United States or Canada or Australia or wherever you might be listening to this. You will probably have to break through some absolute barriers. And so those barriers, you got to understand that you have enough resources. You have everything you need to create the desires that you want fulfilled. Everything. It may not be in the exact way you think it will happen, and it may not be in exact timing that you'd hoped it would be. But I promise you, and this is the thing you have to have, not just faith in or a belief or a hope in, but you have a knowingness in this, an absolute firm conviction that the resources will show up exactly the right way at the right time. When you are ready, the resources will be there. You have to have faith in that principle. And some of the times, the best things that I've done is I have to go back to evidence. I have to look back in my life when that was true. I have to look back to when I was $16,000 in the hole each month. People are like, how'd you get out of it? The truth is, there's a lot of miraculous things that happened. There'd be times I would just sit, you know, I remember my wife at that time, she would be mad. She's like, when's the money going to come? I'm like, watch, I'll go out this mailbox. There's going to be a check right there. Getting all ticked off, right? Walk out the mailbox. And what I get? $42 check refund from a medical bill that I overpaid, or the insurance paid for. And so there was overpayment there. You know, little things like that, that always seem to bail us out, or a friend that was willing to help out or drop off like his $100 gift certificate to Walmart, or someone who was dropping off like food or something at our doorstep right when we need it. Even if they didn't know what was going on. The thing is, when you have faith that you will always be provided for, and for me, I know that the Lord always provides, you know, I know I need to do my part and then the Lord makes up the rest. And it doesn't mean that it didn't come without pain and without disappointment, because I foreclosed on a house. I lost my dream home. Now I'm in a great home again with, I think, even better home than I was back then. But still, like, that dream home, I lost that. I turned in my Mercedes, turned it to the dealership before they could even take it away, because I said, hey, I know I can't make these $1,100 a month payments, so here you go. You know, I did all that stuff. You know, I lost things, even though I thought and hoped and prayed that I would get out of that situation. But you know what? Like, man, like, that gave me such invaluable experience. And I'll tell you, from being at a very bottom place, there's not much for you guys to fear. There really isn't. The fears you have are really superficial. And I'm speaking to even my own clients, even those of you guys that have maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars that you're trying to invest and get it to create money for you so you can have an extra $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 a year of passive income. I'm here to tell you that the way is always there. But the way that it can be, the way you can have some roadblocks is if you place them there. There are a lot of the roadblocks. There will be life stuff that could come up, right? And that can throw a wrench in your, you know, a little wrench in your spokes there. But I'm here to tell you that most of the stuff that allows you to speed up the results that you want come from you focusing on that steward abundance mindset, realizing that you have this time, this energy, your health, your body, your talents and time and passions and all these things, education, training, everything that you have within your grasp, tools, resources, things around you, spray paint cans that might help you spray paint curbs for $5 or $10 a piece, which, by the way, I've seen people do. Whatever it might be, you have resources all around you to create more. You have enough and to spare. More than enough in your life to create everything that you want and more. And I'm here to testify that personally, that I've seen that in my own life. And I know that I'm always creating more. And that even when I envision my life being out, even though right now I'm living a bigger dream, a better dream than I even had before, I know that it's going to be even better than what I see now. And so, guys, I'm challenging you to take advantage of that. Use all the resources you have. Be still and have faith and know for a fact that you have all these things. Don't force it. You have enough. The question is, what are you going to do to create more of that enough? Hey guys, I hope you have a wonderful and prosperous week. And we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.